Good evening or good morning. I realized that the recording didn't work last night, so we will try it all by ourselves this morning. So, Aleph, the name shows us, teaches us that they're miyuchad, they're specifically days to do tshuva. So everybody is required to do tshuva, a complete tshuva, in front of Hashem before the great day of Yom Kippur. Right before Hashem, you have to purify yourself. Meaning, before we get to Yom Kippur, we have to do tshuva before we get to Yom Kippur. Look for Hashem when He is meant to be found. When are the 10 days that Hashem makes Himself available to us to do tshuva? That is the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A person has to look into his actions and to do tshuva from his bad deeds. A suffix of avera, doubtful avera, requires more of tshuva than a definite avera. Because a person regrets doing an avera when he knows he definitively, he knows 100% that he did an avera. But when he's not sure whether he did an avera, so then he doesn't regret it as much because he justifies it in his brain, like, oh, I probably didn't do the avera, etc., etc. Lachain carbon ashram tali, a carbon ashram that's tali, which means that that's a special carbon that you bring when you're not sure whether you did an avera or not. So tzarich lias b'yoker mekarbon chatas. That carbon needs to actually be more expensive. It's more expensive than the standard carbon chatas that you bring when you definitely know you did something wrong. The yarba b'tayr b'mitzvahs. I mean, we're all suffic whether we did averas. You know, we look through our mind and we say, did I do it? Did I not do it? Finalize, we know that we all do. We're just not sure what we did wrong. That's a, of course, in addition to the things that we definitely know we did wrong. So yarba b'tayr b'mitzvahs of tzedakah. Should learn, do mitzvahs, have tzedakah, v'yamayit v'asakov. And this is very interesting. I never heard of anybody doing this. Well, I've heard of people going to go learn during a Aseres Yemei Teshuva, but he's saying you should do less business because of Aramak, Zal. Right? Rav Moshe Cordovero said, we should treat Aseres Yemei Teshuva like Chol HaMoed. You should only do malacha that's necessary. Meaning, Chol HaMoed, you're really not allowed to do malacha at all. Unless you, as a loss, etc., etc. So he's saying you should do the same thing during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And even more than that, is we have to fix the things that happen between us and our friends. There's no kapara until you return anything lost, anything that was stolen, or Aishik is things that were taken improperly. And not only that, but it's not enough just to return what doesn't belong to you. You actually have to ask for mechila from them too. It's fitting that a person should also keep chumras that he doesn't normally keep the entire year. Meaning, we're asking Hashem to act with more pity than he would normally. So we therefore want to show Hashem that we're also willing to go what we call out of our comfort zone and do a little more, because we want Hashem to do more for us. Right, as is well known, anybody that eats paspalta, which is bread that's commercially baked bread, which is a big debate whether we're supposed to keep that the entire year. But many are lenient, but during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we should try and keep it. You should only keep Pas Yisrael, and similar to that. So I don't know exactly what he means with Kadayim Lazeh. Does it mean everything that's a machlokes you should do L'chumra? Doesn't seem like that's accepted. The big debate is always the Chol of, should you keep Chol of Yisrael during Aseres Yemei Teshuva or not? I personally believe no, because if you eat not Chol of Yisrael, that's because Rav Moshe Feinstein holds it is Chol of Yisrael. So I'm not sure which chumras one should keep and which chumras one shouldn't keep. Also, the most common question is breakfast cereals like Cheerios, which is made out of flour. So, is that bread? Is it not bread? Most say that breakfast cereals are not considered bread. Therefore, you have no problem eating the regular breads. Gimel. On Rosh Hashanah is a special harachamon for the year. So, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying you should say that the entire Aseret you make teshuva. Dalit, Na'igin Shalei Lasis Nisun V'Yamelu, the meaning is not to make weddings during Aseret you make teshuva. Hey, B'Shabbos Shuvah, Yesh Likris L'Maftir, Adam Chashuv Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're supposed to call somebody Chashuv to the Maftir. And why? Because when you call somebody Chashuv up, everybody looks and say, ooh, why is he getting the Maftir? And then they look and then And that's the haftarah about doing tshuva. Vav, yesh nagim shein makachinas levana and matzi yom kippurim. There are those that are naive not to do kiddush levana until after Yom Kippur. Sh'asmeichem, because we're really not happy until after Yom Kippur when we get a kapara. We call them hayu b'dagim, and before that we're fearful. V'yesham, which is what we're supposed to be. V'yesham da'adrav. It's opposite. Toiv l'kachu kaidim k'dei l'haisib b'sfuyas. Better to do Kiddush Levana so that you'll have Zechuyas. Man, everything is dependent on the Zman. Meaning, if the weather forecast says it's going to be rain from after Yom Kippur till Sukkot, then make sure to say it before. And this also gets into the whole concept of anything that happens from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Was that decided this year or was that decided the previous year? Right, from here, it sounds like it's decided. It's decided for the next year. Right? But Malcolm Shemotzi look Mrs. Esrogim, in a place that you can find Esrogim and Hadasim, which sounds like there are certain places that back in Europe that they couldn't find Esrogim and Hadasim. Seems like he says not to go get them. And he doesn't say that. If you're in a place that you can't find this dragon, you have to go buy them and schlep across Europe to get them. It seems like if they are in your town, good. If not, then you don't have it. It's a whole different conversation. But anyways, if you do have a dragon, dragon anshe maisali is reason makdim and lukmes biyomim elu. People that are anshe maisa that are scrupulous, they try and buy the lulav during that they will combine this mitzvah with their zechuyas, with our zechuyas. I mean, which again sounds like there's a mitzvah in buying lulav and esrog. I mean, there's always an issue. How much time should one spend buying lulav and esrog? Is it bittul Torah? Are you supposed to spend a lot of time from this kid to Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like it's enough of a mitzvah that it might even tilt the scale. So that means that it's a pretty important mitzvah. Okay, have a good day. Fine day.